Enjoy Daily Racing Form's best value with a multi-track PP pack. Get 5 full-card PPs featuring the day's best racing for only $6. Each DRF multi-track PP pack features full-card DRF pass performances for the top tracks you want to play. Handicapping articles and analysis, closer looks for key tracks, and selections by DRF handicappers. Daily packs and longer plans for all budgets are available. Download full-card PPs for 5 of today's top tracks. Visit DRF.com/multi-track today.
Why is accreditation important in aftercare? The Thoroughbred Aftercare Alliance's standard of accreditation and grant process provide donors with confidence that their contributions are allocated in the most effective manner. TAA accreditation is only awarded after a complete review of an organization. Aftercare cannot be an afterthought for the industry. To learn more or support the TAA's mission, visit thoroughbredaftercare.org.
Internationally and from coast to coast on every circuit, Biomedical Research Labs provides superior equine supplements to more than half of the leading trainers. Isn't it about time you join the family? To learn more about how EPO Equine, Unlock, and Bleeder Shield can fit into your program, contact me, Joseph Vellante, at 215-501-6880 and visit brlscience.com.
With 35 years at the forefront of sports technology, Stats provides next-generation sports content for basketball, baseball, football, soccer. And now, Stats is turning its sights to horse racing. RaceLens is the most in-depth product on the market. With innovative analytics powered by data from Equibase, it will change the way you follow horse racing. Stats RaceLens, bringing clarity to handicapping. Learn more at stats.com/racelens.
Get started in Kentucky. Over $8 million in additional purse money is available at the 5 Kentucky tracks for horses eligible for the Kentucky Thoroughbred Development Fund. Kentucky is a good place to race your Kentucky bred. Come home to Kentucky and make a start.
Hi, John Parada here, inviting you to join me in the Dublin Racing Club, along with friends like Steve Bick and Tom Durkin. If you have an interest in Ireland and horse racing, it's the best way to be involved with both. So log on now to DublinRacingClub.com and come join us at one of Ireland's 26 racetracks.
The Dublin Racing Club is designed to introduce racing fans to the ownership experience by participating in the sport in Ireland. For more information on the Dublin Racing Club, log on to DublinRacingClub.com.
Breaking down the biggest stories in the world of horse racing, this is At the Races with Steve Bick on Sirius XM Radio.
I can't understand the people of the day. See each other down, only for hand in way. This has been going on for years and years. Humanity's a class war on its first year. Your blood's red.
We're back at the races, 25 minutes into hour three on this Thursday, and yesterday the word came, not unexpected, as Bob Baffert and his team tried to monitor, justify, and see if he couldn't get to a couple of more assignments before retiring, and wasn't to be, but easy to appreciate the accomplishments that justify authored, and Bob Baffert joins us. Bob, obviously, sorry to see this happen, but it was a remarkable ride.
Yeah, it was, it's sad in a way because, he's so exciting to watch. We're going to miss, watching him run, and he gave us a great thrill, and come on like he did late and do what he did was, there's nothing like the classics, winning the Kentucky Derby and, just fun, and you get to, we just like when you're going through that, all the ownership group, we come closer, and, to share it with them and all, with the Trouts and the China Horse Club and SF and Soul and everybody. It was a lot of fun, but unfortunately, the horse, he came up with an issue that looks like we just, you know, the window was closing to get him right, and so we really didn't have much of a choice. We had to retire him.
From a specific element, give a quick rundown of how you, you know, how you saw the filling and monitoring it, and when you kind of knew that the roadblock was firm and that it just wasn't going to happen.
Well, when it came up, you know, when we got back to California, and so we worked on it and it went away, and we thought we were okay, and then when I trained him a couple more days, and it just came back a little bit. So that means when it came back, there was something, you know, going on. So we just waited. We gave it a few weeks, and it looks, you know, it looks good, but it was never off or lame, but he, you know, knowing that it's in there, you just gotta, it doesn't matter what his value or whatever, any horse, I would do the same thing. You know, he needs some time off, and so he just, you know, they decided, you know, we're gonna retire him, and so there's no guarantees that, you know, you bring him back, then something else might go on or whatever, but he just, you know, he ran pretty hard. He had six races, right? You know, he didn't get, you know, every 3 weeks he was running, so, but it's pretty incredible when you look back on it. Like, I still can't believe that he did what he did.
Well, we were able, of course, to talk all the way through each stop, and you had certain expectations early on, and then there was even, you know, the moments of uncertainty. Reflect a little bit, Bob, what you've been thinking about the last couple of weeks in particular, as you know the handwriting started to to become clear on the wall that he wasn't going to go on.
Well, I mean, when that came up, you know, the only issue we ever had before was the foot issue, which was like lasted about 24 hours after the Derby. And, you know, these horses, you know, we monitor, we know every spot on them and everything. And when that came up, it was something that was, you know, I knew right then. I go, wow, I don't, you know, maybe we're okay, but, you know, we're waiting here. We're just hoping, you know, sometimes we're in denial. And it took us all a little time to sort of, you know, let it absorb. So now it's, you know, I've had a couple of weeks to just let it sink in that maybe he wasn't going to run again. So, but it's just, we're still, you know, we're going to miss seeing him. And, but he looks so beautiful right now. He looks like he'd go out there and run right now. But we really wanted to make the Haskell with him. We were really looking forward to that. But unfortunately, you know, all good things come to an end. But he's healthy, and that's the main thing. And he will have a great second career. So hopefully that, you know, he brings it in the Stallion barn.
How does this career for you put it into perspective for everybody? What it meant to you to know you had a talent like this, and to have the very finite set of opportunities, and have him maximize it out there?
Well, I mean, I had, you know, going in, like in January, if you would have asked me who, you know, I would have thought I was going to win the Derby with McKenzie, because I thought he's that good a horse. And then when he gets injured, and this horse just ran, so then he just picked up the slack and takes it to there. But, you know, I knew if he's going to do it, he's going to have to be a super horse to do it. And he was. And so, so when you're dealing with that and going through all those races, we felt pretty confident that we had the best horse, but still, you know, you need the racing luck, and, you know, you got to get around there and everything. So, it was, I wouldn't mind doing that every year, you know, get one and win a Triple Crown with him. And, you know, just winning the Kentucky Derby, it's just, that's so exciting, you know. And so then we had to do it in all that bad weather the first two races, so it was nice to finally get some good weather.
What are you most proud of when it comes to this horse?
Well, I mean, the thing is that, you know, he was, you know, they sent him to me, and he was this superior horse, and we didn't mess it up. You know, when you get a horse like that, you just, you know he's so good, and we got him through it all. You know, he was the best, and he was, you know, we got the job done. You know, a lot of times you can have a good horse, and, you know, I go back and think about Pharaoh getting beat at Travers. There's a couple of, I like to take back some of those, you know. So, this horse, you know, he was undefeated, and he did everything. And he, you know, we trained him like we trained any other horse, and he did it. So we just feel, you know, it was gratifying to know that, you know, we felt, you know, you get a good horse, don't mess it up. That's all. Just like a jockey, you know, you're sitting on a good horse, and going through it with Mike Smith was, you know, was great, because he was so focused every race and took care of the horse really well. And, you know, we always talked about when he'd pull up, I said, you know, those horses, they're tired. They're tired at the end of the race, and these jockeys are jumping up and down on them. And he was really good about pulling them up, you know, and taking care of them. And so it was a great run. We, you know, when I told Mike about it, he was a little, you know, we're all disappointed, but, you know, one thing about just go on YouTube and bring up Justify and you watch his races, and, you know, it's, and he's such a beautiful horse. I mean, that's the thing. He's just, you know, when you see him out there, he's so imposing. But, you know, to have a horse like him and American Pharaoh and Airgate right in a row, that's pretty incredible. So I don't think anybody's going to be feeling sorry for us.
Well, in addition, of course, to Justify moving on, the things are just getting going for 2-year-olds. And I thought there was an interesting harmony, Bob, that on the day that Justify's retirement is announced, the first start and Chasing Tomorrow, the entry yesterday for Saturday, and here is a Tappet daughter, the half to American Pharaoh.
Yeah, we're excited about her. She's a very nice filly, and until you run them, you know, you don't know until you run them. So, but so far, she doesn't look anything like him. She's a little chestnut, looks more like the Tappet side, but she acts like she has a lot of quality, so we're excited about her. And like I heard that filly I ran the other day, Mother, she looks pretty exciting too, that Pioneer of the Night filly, Mother. And then we're starting to start some other colts and stuff here, so we're, you know, this is an exciting time of year.
American Anthem as well, the opportunity for the Grade One and the Crosby on Saturday.
It's a little short for him. I'd rather, you know, I think he's better suited going 7/8, but it's Grade One, and, you know, he doesn't have a Grade One, so hopefully, you know, you never know, things can happen. So, but he's doing well, so it's a tough race. So, but I'm just, you know, and you can't beat Del Mar. It's so beautiful down here. Oh, it's heaven.
Finally, Bob, hearing good things about how McKenzie looks as he starts back, should have a timed work soon, and West Coast getting back underway.
Yeah, and Collected, I watched him, he just came in yesterday, watching the Alpha Runner, looked great. And so, and West Coast, he looks unbelievable. He just really, that little freshening really helped him. And so and McKenzie, he's going to probably breeze soon, so I'd like to run him in the Parks Derby. I don't know, it's going to be tight, but we'll see what happens.
Well, you got what? You got about, call it 9 weeks? Is that enough time?
It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough, but he's a good horse. He's a really good horse.
Well, a lot of good things, obviously, to look forward to as you say goodbye. And we should tell people, Justify is going to parade Saturday at Del Mar, and then he heads out Monday. Is that the right schedule?
No, he heads out Tuesday night. Wednesday morning, really.
All right.
On the first.
Well, Bob, for you and for Jimmy and Lalo and everybody that made this happen, congratulations. Everybody's sorry that it went in this direction, but appreciative of the spectacle that was offered.
It was epic. It was epic run.
Very much so. Bob, good luck this weekend. We may be talking Monday.
All right, thank you.
I appreciate it. Bob Baffert, everybody, and wanted to get the kind of instant reaction, as they say, and some thoughts, and that no matter what size barn you have, no matter no matter what your big horse may be, it's just as true for even for a barn like this, and for Pletcher and Asmussen and Brown and the biggest barns. When you've got a horse like that, that's in the first stall, closest usually to the office, or sometimes opposite the office on the shed row, so the trainer can look out the office door and always have his eye on the big horse. When that stall goes empty, it's hard. It's hard. And it may be an allowance horse for your barn, whatever. It doesn't matter. Whatever level that you operate on, when they move on, whether it's a mare to a breeding career, or a gelding to a second career, retraining, whatever. When that stall's empty, it's a tough sight, no doubt. But a unique accomplishment. I don't know what other way to term what Justify did between February and June. Let's take a break, bottom of the hour, a little past actually, and we've got a few different options, but stay with us. We'll set up the race day. It's pouring here again, so the mess at the spa today will be very, very wet, and I would guess that if this is going to continue much longer, we're in for off turf on Friday as well. And just looking ahead to tomorrow, in terms of the 25 claimer, you would think that would come off the maiden claimer nightcap, and that's a turf sprint. They particularly are bad for tearing up the turf. There's a straight 50 claimer a mile. 15-on-3 sprint. Tomorrow could be rough. If this rain keeps up, the 2nd, 4th, 6th, 7th, half the card. Yeah, I don't know. All right, so be it. Old Del Mar. Del Mar might be your ticket here the next couple of days. Back after this.
The latest racing news. It's At the Races with Steve Vick on Sirius XM Radio.
Hey, what's going on? Mikey here, and I'm going to tell you about an offer from my good friends at ExpressBet. Let's be honest. We know you love playing the races, but you can't always make it to the track. Sometimes life just gets in the way of a good bet. Well, what if I told you about a place where you never miss a bet and you start with house money? You'd say I'm crazy, right? Well, not at ExpressBet. Your first $100 are on them. That's right. Sign up at ExpressBet.com using promo code XBRadio, bet $100, and they'll deposit $100 back into your account the very next day. Hey, plus you could get an extra $25 if you use Express Fund Direct Deposit. You see what I mean? House money for betting the races. It's that easy. Check it out at expressbet.com to learn more. And don't forget to sign up for promo code XBRadio. You're gonna love it. And that's a Mikey guarantee. Must be 18 years or older and 21 years old in certain states to open an account with ExpressBet and reside in a state where such activity is legal. Void or prohibited. National Gambling Support Line 800-522-4700.
Why is accreditation important in aftercare? The Thoroughbred Aftercare Alliance's standard of accreditation and grant process provide donors with confidence that their contributions are allocated in the most effective manner. TAA accreditation is only awarded after a complete review of an organization. Aftercare cannot be an afterthought for the industry. To learn more or support the TAA's mission, visit thoroughbredaftercare.org.
Cole Ranch has the facility and the expert personnel to get your yearlings started correctly right here in California. Hi, this is Steve Cole. We have a variety of round pens, a huge outdoor arena, as well as a meticulously maintained 5/8 mile training track with rails and a 4-horse starting gate. Your horse will be given the utmost in care and attention. We employ only patience and kindness and scrupulously avoid cowboy training methods that rely on fear and deprivation. We also have numerous irrigated turnouts when your horse needs a break from the rigors of training. So give me a call at 805-990-3669 or visit our website. At Cole Ranch, we don't break racehorses, we build racehorses.
Now, back to At the Races with Steve Bick on Sirius XM Radio.
We're back. About 15 minutes to close out this busy Thursday, and one person I've been dying to talk to for several weeks is Leonard Powell, Leo Powell, and he joins us now after the win yesterday. But the win yesterday, only a part of what's been a great year and a particularly good summer, and of course, Soy Fett. His exploits, the Elder Statesman, and now here comes Beach View to win the Cougar 2. Leo, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You know, you've been in the news so much, and I want to talk about yesterday and this horse's future, but let's celebrate Soy Fett.
Yeah, no, he's a really cool horse. Actually, he's right in front of me right now because we are going to head to the track in about 10 minutes. But I know, I mean, he's been an amazing horse, and I'm very, very blessed to have him.
It's been so much fun, and, you know, when you get a 10-year-old that is maintaining form like this, and even in some ways better, what's the key to a horse like him?
I mean, I wish I could tell you what exactly the key, because, I mean, I would apply it to all my horses, but I think he's just—he is a special horse. And I mean, you know, we spend a lot of time with him, but you know, we spend a lot of time with a lot of different horses, and they don't all respond the way he does. And he's just a special individual.
It's amazing, and you think about a gelding like this, and they—I hear so many horsemen, Leo, say, you know, he takes care of himself. You know, a horse like this has to be easy on himself.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely. You know, we don't train him hard in the morning. He trains lightly. And, you know, I've had him for 5 years now, so I know the ins and outs. And he just enjoys being a racehorse.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing him on Saturday. He's on the undercard. He's in the California Dreamin', and looks just as viable and live on Saturday as he has, you know, in his recent wins. Let's turn our attention to yesterday. And here was Beach View. Talk a little bit about going into the Cougar.
Yeah, he's a horse. My owners, Levy Racing, they bought him privately about a year and a half ago. And we had a good run with him at the beginning of last year. Then we had a small ligament issue, and we had to give him time. And then I bought him back earlier this year. It was a bit slower than I thought it would be to bring him back. And we run him on the grass because, usually the only distance races are on the grass in America. It's very hard to find distance races on the dirt. And that horse, stamina is his real asset. You know, he's by James Cosaway out of a not-for-love mare. And the dam was a minor stakes winner in Maryland over the ground. But he's a horse, he showed me in the morning, especially when I breeze him, is that he never gets tired. He doesn't have a sharp turn of foot, which I think this is why he kept running second or third in his allowances on the grass, because he just gets out-kicked, but he will never get out-stayed.
Well, the mile and a half works beautifully. What kind of doors does a win like this open for you?
I don't know. We'll see. You know, he won't really like it. The thing I really like is that he tried was really nice the last eight of a mile. You can see he was really reaching out, and he even galloped out really nice. You know, usually all people always say, oh, look at the way he galloped out when you go six or seven furlongs. And this time, you know, we went mile and a half, and he was still galloping out after that. So that's exciting for the future. So we're going to nominate him in a couple of different spots. You know, we look at the Pacific Classic, if it's not a stellar field, and maybe put him back on the grass in the Del Mar Handicap, which is a mile and 3/8. Otherwise, we just look at distance races, you know.
Outstanding. Beach View, Giants Causeway, and as you mentioned, Maryland bred. There was a cowbred out of a not for love mare, California Chrome, yeah. Of course, not dissimilar. Leo, you've had such a good year, and you know you've been winning at a steady clip for a good long while. You got to feel like you're in a great place, widely respected. I mean, all the clockers and all the California watchers always have good things to say about your horses.
Yeah. Well, I'm blessed. I've got very good owners that have been very loyal to me, and that's what I cherish the most. Is the owners being loyal to the stable and bringing nice horses, and with my group of people working. You know, all the grooms and exercise riders, they do a really good job, and then we can deliver the results.
In addition to horses that we talked about already, Soy Fett, here's the Beach View. What's next for Fatale Beret? I was on hand at Belmont for the Oaks, and certainly she ran okay. A little deep, those waters.
Yeah, she ran really well. She just flattened out the last 16 of a mile, otherwise it could have been maybe third or second. And she just flattened out a little bit at the end. So I think, of a mile and a quarter, she was just a little bit ranked the first part, and that might have cost her a better placing at the end. We sent her to Fair Hill for a couple of weeks after the race to get a total spa treatment with Bruce Jackson, who's got a very good reputation down there. And she's going to come back to Del Mar next week, and hopefully we can make the Del Mar Oaks, which is at the mile and 1/8, and the same distance that she won the Providencia earlier this year.
Very nice, and she certainly makes sense in there. I'm going to ask you about a couple of maidens, and I got to expect that Paprika, that 3-year-old cowbred, had been knocking on the door there's got to be a win soon for her.
Yeah, no, she should be. She was supposed to run in June, and she got a free ride in the inflammation of the vein on her, so we had to back off just a tiny bit, but she's back on the work tab, and she'll be ready to run in the middle part of August.
Excellent. And then coming up as well tomorrow, you've got I just lost my Friday card. You're in a maiden race tomorrow.
Yeah, Big Barrel. He ran second, first time out in a maiden 50 over a distance that was a bit too short for him. He ran into a bit of trouble in the last turn, and he still ran a really good second. So we're stretching him out of a mile on the turf. We got flat and fat riding, and he should be very live in that spot tomorrow.
Excellent. And that comes in the third race on Friday. We got a claimer into Montu. Stevens riding tomorrow in the fifth.
Yeah, he's a horse that came from Joe Deegan in Kentucky. He's won a couple of races back east, and the owners wanted to try him on the West Coast. And Gary Stevens is a very good friend of Joe Deegan. So Joe was able to fill him in on the horse. And he ran a good fourth, first time out, after being a bit unruly in the gate. And we're running over minus 16 in a competitive spot. He should be light also.
Very nice. 2-year-olds? Some 2-year-olds to send out at Delmar?
Well, I wish I had I had some to talk about. At the moment, I don't have anything that's ready to run, so...
Well, you got some nice stake horses. The Soy Fat, Beach View breaking through, the Fatale Beret, and a nice variety. Leo Powell, very happy to be able to talk. And Soy Fat has been a favorite of mine for years and years. And continued success with him and the filly and Beach View and everybody else. Great to talk.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate it. Leo Powell. And, you know, he has had really, for those that play California, you know, it's one of those names that, you know, even though it's only been in the past year, really, that these horses kind of burst on the scene and at a high, you know, on a graded stake level with regularity. But as he said, I mean, so he fed. He's had him since he was a 5-year-old, and it's unbelievable. And he's back again on Saturday in the restricted stake. So very cool to connect with Leo Powell. I've been looking forward to it, and been since I was on vacation when he won that stake, and now he's got back-to-back stake wins, and no reason to think that he can't win again on Saturday. Tomorrow, there's also the Real Good Deal, speaking of the restricted stakes, and that's got a decent little group. I really did not look at the Thursday Del Mar card, and I mentioned, you know, yesterday, you know, looking at, I mean, a $5 winner in the nightcap, that Sea Glass, the maiden claimer, Ian Cruel Jack, for Seltzer. You had a $12.40 winner, Amazon Cry, for Phil D'Amato. You had Haas Cartwright, 50 claimer. That was a 3-2 winner. I mean, how this carried over is a mystery. Bow and Arrow paid $12.60. Andrew Lerner Racing, an Arch gelding. These were, you know, lower level, the lowest level claimers. I'm amazed that this thing carried. So this afternoon starts with race 3, 6:03 Eastern Time, 3:03 Pacific, and you'll be playing for, I want to say, 44,417. And I wanted to slip into that Stormy Liberal. I mentioned as we were heading out yesterday, Stormy Liberal, even money, and had to gut out the win over Tribalist, the Blake Heap. Photograph, nose win for Stormy Liberal. Drayden Van Dyke, DVD, got on him for the first time. And also, looking down at these BPs, Espinoza V caught my eye. Brett Beach has been updating everybody on his Twitter feed. Brian Beach, not Brett. Brian Beach, and he's providing a daily update. And yesterday's upbeat, I retweeted it, was a very upbeat update, saying that some of that numbness in Espinoza's arm had dissipated. He was feeling much more comfortable. And they're still saying, you know, he'll be out indefinitely, but feeling better. So that's good news. That's good news. I'm just seeing what else. Well, we're ready to go, so I won't delve into anything else. Noon time is Monmouth draw time, so I'm sure Frank Miramati presiding over the action at Oceanport this evening, 6:30. I'm so looking forward to my role at the Captain Gala, an unbridled affair. There's still a couple of tickets available. 6:30 at the Holiday Inn, if you'd like to join us. There'll be room. We'll get a place setting. Should be tremendous. Honoring the Longs, help found Captain West Point, the Bell Houses, and the Finleys, and the team from Mind Your Biscuits. The summer's crowd. They'll be in attendance. Should be a lot of fun. Live auction, silent auction, dinner dancing, and more. Feel free. So, tickets are $125 at the door. All right? I'm going to try to put some plays together after a good day yesterday. Hope it's a good day for you today. Want to thank Tony and Steve Askin, Bob Baffert, Leo Powell, Brett Calhoun. Weekend preview tomorrow. We'll dive in deep to a very good weekend. Del Mar, Saratoga, and much, much more. Good luck today, everybody. HRRN coverage. 3 o'clock right here on Sirius XM. And, of course, you can watch Saratoga Live all around the country as well. Talk to you tomorrow. Thanks, everybody.
Latest racing news. It's At the Races with Steve Bick on Sirius XM Radio.
Fun in the Sun is ExpressBet Summer Treasure. If you can't make it to the spa or where the surf meets the turf, do the next best thing and play Saratoga and Del Mar with ExpressBet. And while you're at it, don't miss ExpressBet's $100,000 Fun in the Sun handicapping competition. Play Saturdays by making a live $10 win wager on one horse in each of 10 competition races. Each week, top players collect $4,000 for first, $2,000 for second, and $1,000 for third. Plus, based on cumulative earnings throughout the season, the top four finishers will win Pegasus World Cup Handicapping Championship seats, a $12,000 value each. Pre-registration is now open for account holders only. Don't miss this fantastic opportunity to shoot for some cool, fun-in-the-sun Saturday summer cash with ExpressBet Saratoga and Del Mar. Visit ExpressBet.com now to open an account and for complete fun-in-the-sun details.
Account wagering is not permitted in all states. National Problem Gambling Support Line, 1-800-522-4700.
Pennsylvania's breeding program is truly the most lucrative in North America. Now, we'll pay a 50% breeder award for PA-sired, PA-bred maidens who run first, second, or third, with 25% for non-PA-sired, PA-breds. Last year, the number of mares bred rose by 15% in Pennsylvania. And unlike some other states, our Racehorse Development Fund can only be used to support Pennsylvania breeding and racing. This is Brian Sanfratello. Please visit us at PABred.com.
Hi, this is retired race caller Tom Durkin. So, after this year's Derby, I stopped by Top Round Roast Beef on Shelbyville Road in St. Matthews. I got two sandwiches, one for back at the hotel and another for the trip back home to New York. The first one was so good, I had the other one right there. Certified Angus beef, roasted 5 hours, each one made to order. You can taste the difference. Top Round Roast Beef, Shelbyville Road, St. Matthews. Tell them Tom Durkin sent you. Oh, by the way, try the frozen custard too.